This year, advocates say there's still a strong appetite to cut down on the amount of people sent to prison and reform sentencing laws. Stephen Johnson Grove with the Ohio Justice and Policy Center says one step is to loosen the penalties for breaking probation, such as when an offender misses a meeting or doesn't get a job in time.
And so a petty probation violation does not mean that we, the state of Ohio, the taxpayers of Ohio, should be paying $25,000 to keep a person in a cage.
Criminal justice reform is enticing to both liberals and conservatives because of the ability to reform harsh sentencing for nonviolent drug crimes and to ease the fiscal burden on Ohio's prison system. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.